The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I've something for people looking to add things to their to-do lists. Next time you travel on a motorway, take heed of the graceful curves and elegant dips and crests of the road. Every twist and turn, every rise and sag has been mathematically modelled to ensure that you have a pleasant and uneventful journey. They are not my words, they are of my next guest, Peter Lynch, who is a professor of meteorology at UCD. And I went for a drive with him down and up the M50 and asked him a roads becoming more beautiful.
The motorways are large in scale, of course. The older roads, I mean, we all know that a lot of them were narrow roads which might have been between two hedgerows with no particular view at all. Nowadays, they tend to be much more open. I guess that's good for the panorama, but bad for the birds.
A lot of people, Peter, would not think of motorways as things of beauty. They just see them as practical ways of getting from A to B.
That's right, but we have to open our eyes. I mean, I suppose when the railways were built first, people complained about these ugly metal roads. Nowadays, we think of them as very charming. So tastes change as time goes on. And maybe we'll come to appreciate the motorways more strongly in future. Every twist and turn and every dip and rise of the road has to be carefully drawn up and planned in advance. And engineers take into account a whole range of factors which are important. Leading among them, of course, would be safety. So, in general, roads are made up of straight sections and curved sections. But if you have a transition between a straight section and a curved section which is very sudden, then it'll be quite uncomfortable and maybe dangerous. So they design transitions called clothoids, which are mathematical curves which go very gently and smoothly from a straight section to a curved section.
And how long have we had clothoids?
Well, the whole idea actually arose with railway engineering in the late 19th century. There was an American engineer called Ellis Holbrook who actually posed this question: why are we confined to having straight lines and circles? In school, we all learn about straight lines and circles, but there is a whole range of other curves, in particular these clothoids, which enable us to have smooth transitions. And Holbrook realized that these would be very beneficial. It's particularly important as speeds increase. For low speeds or low velocities, it doesn't really matter. You can have fairly sharp turns. But as the speeds increase, the outward thrust becomes much more strong. In fact, it's called the centrifugal force. And that outward force varies as the square of the speed. So if you double your speed, the outward thrust becomes four times larger. If you go three times faster, it's nine times bigger. We know this. I mean, on a funfair ride, or like a roundabout, this is deliberately accentuated to give the riders a thrill. But on a motorway, we don't want that. We want to minimise it.
What you're saying then is the motorways have been built in such a way with these clothoids built in to avoid that sensation if you were going around a roundabout a little bit too quickly.
That's right. I mean, they want to minimise the outward thrust. Any sort of lateral force should be kept as small as possible. I mean, we feel this centrifugal force very strongly. We go to the funfair, and let's say we go on the chairplanes. We're flying around at quite a rapid rate of rotation and feel a very strong outward drag. That's simply, well, it's uncomfortable and can be dangerous.
And we're here on probably one of the most dangerous roundabouts in Dublin, the Walkinstown roundabout. It's hard enough to get on, and it's nearly harder to get off.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were foolishly to try and drive around that several times at 45 or 50 miles an hour, you'd find it very difficult, in fact, to maintain control of the car. It'd be a very foolish thing to do.
So we're just about to come on the M50 now, and we're heading northbound. So explain here now, because the traffic is merging up ahead, Peter. We're only about 500 metres from getting onto the M50. For instance, are we at the moment heading towards a clathide?
We're actually on one, because as we came down the ramp, we were curving very gently towards the right, and now we're curving towards the left. Okay, we're about to join the main flow of traffic in a moment. But we're going towards the left now on more or less a circular arc, but it'll straighten out in a moment. And as you notice from the feel of the steering wheel, you won't have to make any sudden adjustments. You just very gradually straighten up the wheel. And now we're on a straight section, and in a moment we'll enter a curve towards the right. But again, just be conscious that there's no need for any sudden adjustment.
So now we're on an upward climb. Tell us about this, Peter.
Yeah, I've been talking mainly about the alignment of the road, which is basically the plan. If you were to look down from a helicopter, what would you see? But we also, of course, have the rise and fall, which is forced on us due to the terrain. I mean, we're going through a cutting now with large embankments, large banks on each side. And the level is now, the elevation is now dropping. So basically, the road can be thought of as being made up of sections which steadily climb or steadily go downhill, or they're level. But again, these have to be joined up with each other. We can't have a spike at the top of it, like an apex where you're going uphill and then suddenly go down. So they're joined by another kind of mathematical curve called a parabola.
What's a parabola?
Well, a parabola is a curve. In fact, if you think of a golf ball or a football, you kick a ball and it will follow this curve. It goes upwards and then evens out and then comes down again. So that's a simple mathematical curve. But it enables you to join sections of road which are going at different, have different gradients, different slopes.
How important in all of this is visibility?
Well, it's crucial, I mean, absolutely crucial for safety. It becomes particularly important when the road is rising or falling. We all know, of course, if you're climbing a steep hill, and then you cannot see over the top of that hill, so you don't know what's actually beyond the crest. So that has to be as gentle a process as possible. Similarly, at night time, if you're heading down a dip, I mean, your headlights are not illuminating the road ahead of you very effectively. So again, engineers just take this into account and try to make the gradients as gentle as possible.
We're now about to approach probably the best known junction in Ireland. And I better be careful here now, because I'm trying to get into the laneway and to get up the ramp, heading back in towards town. But the Red Cow Junction, Peter, we're approaching. And it's a sort of not a nice sensation, that climbing and going at a curve as well.
If you take a climbing turn quite quickly, you'll feel a queasy sensation, which isn't very pleasant. But of course, we're at a reasonably moderate pace here. I mean, this is a very complex junction, and just the naive concepts of joining circles and lines isn't anything like enough to handle this. I mean, there are so many other constraints that the engineer would have to take into account. Right beside us now, there's a Lewis line, so that doesn't exactly give you room for manoeuvre.
And Peter, I know a lot of land is walked by engineers before building a motorway, but how much of this now is done by computer?
Yeah, in fact, before anyone ever goes walking the land and measuring with theodolites and so on, it's all planned up in advance. I mean, there are very advanced computer-aided design packages which enable us to do this. Many years ago, engineers would be using flexible rulers and curves and so on, drawing these plans by hand. But of course now, the computer systems allow the engineer or the designer to actually construct the road or a model of the road in the computer. And he or she can look at the road and actually see the entire road from the driver's perspective and get a feeling for what it's like long before any ground, any sod is turned.
I have one more question for you. Where did the M50 get its name?
I'm not certain of that, but I think we probably were trying to be twice as good as the Brits. I mean, the N25 goes around London, so I guess we'd do twice as well.
I see. You always have to have one over on them. Actually, if anyone is listening and could answer that question for us. Peter, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And happy traveling. I can't beat it. Craftwork. Bit of craftwork at this time of the morning. And there you go. A question for you. Why is the M50 so called? Text us now to 51551. And that was Peter Lynch, Professor of Meteorology at University College Dublin. He blogs at thatsmaths.com and he writes a fortnightly column in the Irish Times called That's Maths. Before we go, Pat O'Connell, our fishmonger friend from the English Market in Cork, has been on to tell us that he donated the sum of €1,100 yesterday to Marymount Hospice in lieu of the cost of the suit he wore when he met the Queen on his recent visit to Buckingham Palace. Well done, Pat, and that suit provided by Fitzgerald's. That's all we have time for today. Today's programme was produced by Deirdre Lyon. Denise Davies was the broadcast coordinator and Kieran Dunn was on sound. Sean is up next. We're back in the morning at 9. Till then, slán.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Peace of mind as standard. Quality guaranteed. Kia. Home of the 7-year warranty.